Anthony. Maintenance. He missed his birthday last week, so that was his present. Same as he was, but feeling better, I guess. So.
Did he do any physical activity?
He was on the bike today. Yep.
Okay.
So that's a good sign.
Kuba, Roger.
They both practiced today. Philip practiced with us. We take that as positive. We'll see where he is tomorrow, but I think right now he's the closest guy to play. He's probably doubtful.
Coach Claude Julien said last night that that Lucic fight helped wake up the team and was down to sleep. Do you have an issue with not having a fight at that particular time of the game when you're out shooting them 9-2?
Not really. In my estimation, those things usually happen when somebody's upset at somebody. I mean, there are other times where they're, I guess, where they're staged. I didn't think to me that that was. And then Matt went out and demanded a share of the ice at the net, and Lucic responded to it.
Like, are you a coach that's sensitive about when your guys take on somebody else?
No. I think at the end of the... Usually, to me, I'm not a big proponent of the staged one. Usually, it's... If two guys are mad at one another, they should be allowed to settle.
Last night, you gave up on the power play, especially in that 5-minute power play you had. What do you think about the penalty you took against Nick
Thompson? Not much.
Not much?
Not much.
Not deserved?
Oh, very much deserved. You can't be going, you can't be bumping into goalies.
Is he someone we're going to see back on the power play?
Well, the reason why I had him out there was to win the faceoff. Give us the opportunity to play in their end was the biggest reason with Peter Regan and Foligno. They've been offensive players for us in the last games. They've been on a playing well for us, and we wanted to make sure we started with the puck in their end, so that's the big reason for putting Zenon on there. And he also doesn't mind getting to the net, but at the same time, you can't be taking penalties when you're on the power play.
Regan was doing a great job on the power play at the beginning of the year.
Yep.
Seems that he slowed down
He just has to keep doing what he's doing. He's been at the net. We just got to try to stay at the net. Our power play in the last two games generated 14 and 15 shots in the game, so we have to make sure that we continue to shoot the puck. We're starting to shoot the puck again, and I think we're getting some life into it. Colin will be a big part of it by being at the net along with Chris Neal. And sometimes we change the personnel based on what we want to do. But Colin still is a big part of it.
Yeah, some meetings, just about stuff you were talking about last night, just staying sharp at critical parts of the game. You talked to the players a little bit about that.
Well, execution, to me right now, after game 32, one of the biggest issues we have as a team and that's affecting our growth as a team is our execution with the puck. If we could pass the puck quicker and sooner, get going. From our transition game from offense to defense and from defense to offense, it's almost like it has a pause button on it. And that slows us down, and that causes us to end up taking penalties or turning over pucks that end up to be fatal. So we need to have a quicker... just a more natural and quicker progression from offense to defense or defense to offense.
Does it concern you that at this juncture of the season you're still doing that?
No, it concerns me not that it's at this juncture of the season. It's just it's part of the growth of the team and part of building the foundation that we started talking about in August, and it takes as long as it takes. I mean, would I like it to have been at game one? Wouldn't everybody? If it was easy as turning the light on and off, it would be great. But it takes a long time for teams to get real good at it. And I thought the difference in the game last night was Boston did it longer, and they did it harder than we did, and they ended up winning the game. They ended up getting the opportunities that they needed. They didn't do anything special. I don't think they had a great big stretch play or any kind of strategy that was any different than what we had, but they just did it better, and they did it quicker, and they did it longer. And that's the difference in the teams.
Or a difference last night with Boston and Nest. Do you feel like
if
you did more big saves?
Well, we could all. It's easy to say that, especially when the other guy stops 49. I thought our guy had a lot tougher chances than their guy did, although he made some saves, but no.
What
Rundblad seems to be in a tough spot. Like, he maybe gets himself caught out of position. What's frustrating about his game right now? Is it just wrong place, putting himself in wrong positions?
Part of his issue is being a young defenseman playing in the league, and the fact that we only have six of them. I mean, it would be nice to give him a breather and give him an opportunity to get himself righted again, but the NHL is not fair. And we have six of them to play right now, and you have to come and you have to play and you have to try to get better every day and try to learn from the things that happen on the ice that aren't good, and also learn from the things that are good. And that's our expectation for David now, is to make sure you continue. This is an opportunity for you to learn. Not only to play, but it's an awesome opportunity to learn how to play and have gained a lot of respect for how hard it is to play in the league.
All out of the five last games, four times, your team got killed within a minute and a half or so.
Mm-hmm.
Happened last game.
Yep.
What can you do as a coach to see what? Do you feel that behind the bench that this is the time that you guys are off? What can you do?
Well, we try to play timeout to timeout and try to play in little segments as we can to maintain our focus and execution. A lot of times the occurrence is a goal against, and then our communication on the bench is we need a good shift. Like right after a goal scored for or against, we need a good shift. We need to win a faceoff. We need to establish a forecheck. We need to execute coming out of our end. And those are things we say, but the other team doesn't always behave. Right, so the other team gets the goal and they say, well, let's go after them. And so they come out and they go, so they don't just behave the way that we want them to. And then, and part of it is being, I got to do something. I want to make a difference. And sometimes making the difference isn't something special or something spectacular. Usually it's just something simple, just getting the momentum back on your side. And that's something that our team struggles with. What happens to us, we're trying to do something way bigger than we need to, and we end up making it worse for ourselves.
Anything else for Coach?
Thank you. Different challenge at all? Or?
Right. I mean, they still got a good team over there, even with, they've done really had a lot of success without them, and they still got some really good players over there, and they play the system really well, and they've all played together for quite some time now. So, we just got to focus on what we can control, focus on our game, and make them adjust.
It seems like lately, team makes big mistakes that end up in the back of the net. Tough to cover them up sometimes.
Sometimes you're going to make the big saves for the guys, and sometimes, you're playing against good players, they're going to beat you sometimes. And, if we can limit the amount of good quality scoring chances against, we'll have a better chance of winning.
How do you feel about your game so lately?
Obviously, it can get a little better. I hate getting scored on, you hate losing games, and at the same time, you need help. And you need everyone working together, everyone on the same page. And, it's just if everyone does a little bit more, everyone gets rewarded.
Everyone's kind of looking for the same thing, right? Consistency.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you can't win one game and lose two, and win two and lose two. I mean, that's very inconsistent hockey. And the good teams, the teams that make the playoffs, are the ones that can string a few wins together, maybe lose one and string a few more wins together, and just consistently play the same way regardless of the outcome. And, right now, I think there's a lot of good things in our game. We're generating quite a bit of shots on net, getting a lot of traffic, getting the goals. Goal scoring has not been our issue at all this year. And, if we can just get consistent, the other areas of the ice, we'll be okay.